Today's scripture reading will be from Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves? For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is not shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, that he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Good morning. Well, if you're not already there and didn't stay there, turn your Bible to Luke chapter 11. Will be our jumping off point this morning. As we've been talking about the past few weeks, we are discussing the subject of prayer. We're going to continue with that study this morning. And we're going to notice the persistence of prayer. Last week we discussed the principles of prayer. We surveyed several essential principles. We looked at that we must pray in faith. We must pray with humility. We must pray with thanksgiving, in harmony with the will of God, and we must pray in the name of Jesus. And this principle of the persistence of prayer is one that is worthy of careful consideration. We must pray with persistence. We must pray with persistence. We must look at this in a way that we grasp how important this is. Praying with persistence. A principle of prayer that was very important to Jesus was the persistence of prayer. We look at his life and we see how often he prayed. When he was in the garden suffering, which we'll study in a few moments, he went and while his disciples slept, prayed 3 times that the cup would pass from him. He was very persistent in his prayers. You see, the importance of the persistence of prayer can be gleaned from the attention given to it in Scripture. Notice, first of all, the teachings of the persistence in prayer. There in Luke 11, beginning in verse 1, we see a request made of Jesus from the disciples. They asked there Jesus to teach them how to pray. Notice verse 1, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So they wanted to know how to pray as the Lord prayed. They wanted to know how to reach God the way the Lord was able to. They wanted to know how to pray. So the Lord taught them. Notice verses 2 through 4. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You see, he gave them a model prayer. The denominational world knows this prayer as the Lord's Prayer. I look at this as the model prayer. He was teaching them here how to pray. They were to lift God's name up, as we talked about last week. They were to pray in faith. They were to do all of these things we talked about last week. But notice that with this, the parable itself, as we look at verses 5 through 8, we see a parable given unto them that not only were they to pray in this manner, they were to be persistent in it. Notice verses 5 through 8. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot arise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. You see, persistence goes hand in hand with prayer. Going to God repeatedly. Look at this parable again, verses 5 through 8. You look at this parable and you see a friend. He's coming into another friend of his and he's knocking on his door. It says at midnight. They've been in bed for a long time now. And he comes to him and he says, I need some bread. Notice the friend's response at first. I cannot rise and give you because I'm already in bed and my children are in bed with me. If I get up, I disturb them. Notice what Jesus says in verse 8. Yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. You see, we have the picture here of a friend after he's already been told, I cannot rise and give you. He continues to knock. He continues to knock. He's knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking and imploring his friend, I need some bread. I need some bread. Hey, friend, I need some bread. I need some bread. Give me some bread. And Jesus says, because of his importunity, his inconvenience, because he will not leave me alone, I'm going to get up and get him some bread. And then he'll go away and leave me alone and me and my children to sleep. What's he talking about? It goes hand in hand with prayer. You see, just because of the inconvenience, the friend gets up and he gives his other friend some bread, and now, how much more will God grant to us as his children the bread that we need to sustain us? Let's be persistent in prayer. Notice verses 9 and 10. For every one that asketh, receiveth. Verse 9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. You see, Jesus follows with an emphasis on being persistent in asking, seeking, and knocking. Don't ask just once. Don't seek for just a minute and quit and continue to knock. Continue to ask. Continue to seek. Continue to knock. Be persistent in your prayer. See, do you see now how persistence is connected with learning how to pray? Jesus taught them how to pray, yes. He gave them the model prayer, absolutely. But he's teaching them through these parables as well, going hand in hand with that lesson. They needed to be persistent in their prayers. Notice also Luke chapter 18. You will be turning your Bibles there. We noticed this one a couple of weeks ago, but we're going to look at it again. Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. See, here we have the parable of the persistent widow. He's teaching here that men ought to pray and not to lose heart. They ought always to pray and not to faint. Teaching them a valuable lesson. And in so doing, he teaches them this parable, illustrating the value of persistent request. You see, this judge had his widow coming to him. And she's saying, avenge me. He will not. And he continues to refuse. And yet there's this little voice in his ear the whole time, every time that he turns her down, she comes back, avenge me. Avenge me. No. Avenge me. No. Avenge me. No. And it continues until finally he says, I'm getting weary. Let me go and avenge her so she'll just leave me alone. But notice what he says concerning the Lord. Look at this again. Hear what the unjust judge saith, verse 6, and shall not God avenge his own elect, those that belong to him? Notice the end of this verse. Which cry day and night unto him. Do you see persistence in that verse? Crying day and night unto Jesus, or unto God rather, in Christ's name, as we talked about last week. Praying in the name of Jesus, crying unto God day and night. God will certainly heed his chosen who cry out on a continual basis. Notice the end of verse 8. Jesus is concerned here at the end of this verse whether such faith will be found when he returns. That is, will we continue to pray in such a manner? Will we have the faith when he returns that will cause us to continue to pray in such a manner, to be persistent in our prayer? I hope that he will. Note here how persistence is related to having faith in the Lord. You see, if we don't have faith in the Lord, why would we pray? Why would we take time out of our day to go to the Lord in prayer if we did not have faith that he would answer? You know, there are those that believe that prayer is of none effect today. Sadly to say, there are a few of those that are in the Lord's church. Well, friend, we need to have faith that God will answer prayer. God answers prayer. Let's be persistent in our prayers. Another teaching of the persistence in prayer. Notice the teachings of Paul. Romans 12 and verse 12, he says, continuing steadfastly in prayer. How often are we to pray? How often are we to go to God in prayer? Paul says, continuing steadfastly. My friend, that ought to be a routine. That ought to be a routine. Notice Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Again, Paul's teaching on prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Sometimes it's not easy to pray, is it? Sometimes it's not easy to pray. It may be that we're going through a tough time in our lives. It may be that something is going on that we feel like we just can't take the time at that point to go to God in prayer. But notice what he says here. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance. Friend, we've got to make time to pray. Perseverance. We are to endure. We are to pray no matter what the circumstances. We are to go through our lives in prayer. We ought always to be of a mind to pray, shouldn't we? We ought to always be in that frame of mind. Well, they tell us we can't have a public prayer in school. Can that stop me from having a personal prayer over my food? No. Can that stop me from saying a personal prayer at any time that I feel like it? Absolutely not. Notice what Paul says in Colossians 4 and verse 2. Paul writes to the Colossians, continue earnestly in prayer. Earnestly. We ought to be serious about our prayers, are we not? Let's be serious about our prayers. But notice also he says, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. We ought to be vigilant with our prayers. Just as Daniel was vigilant with his prayers. You remember, Daniel was thrown in the lion's den for nothing more than praying to God. The law was made that you were not to pray unto any god but to the king and to the idol that he had set. We're not to do it. But notice that Daniel went as his custom was. As his custom was. He was being vigilant in his prayer, was it not? Three times a day, he went and knelt before an open window looking toward Jerusalem to pray to God. Everybody knew it. That's why the law was made. And so he was cast into a lion's den. Be vigilant in our prayers. Notice also, of course, one that is easy to quote. It's only three words. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Those are Paul's teachings on prayer. And each time, each of these verses, we read of persistence, continuing steadfastly in prayer, praying always with all prayer and supplication to this end, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, and pray without ceasing. My friend, in other words, praying ought to be a habit, not an afterthought. Persistence in prayer, my friend, must be very important to be stressed so often, is it not? Yet we find more than simply teaching on persistence, we also find examples of persistence in prayer. Notice Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. If you will, be turning your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 will notice the persistence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in His prayer. Begin reading with me in verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. You see, Jesus is deeply distressed here over his impending suffering. He knows what is coming ahead. What is lying ahead of him. And so what does he do? What do you find Jesus doing here? You find him going to the Father in prayer. He knows he's about to come upon a very trying time. Notice verse 40 through 44. And he cometh unto the disciples after he said this first prayer, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Is Jesus not persistent in his prayer? Going unto the Father, asking for his help, while his closest disciples slept. They could not stay awake. Notice verses 45 to 47 now, the end of this account. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. See, Jesus prayed, first of all, that the cup may pass from him. But notice at the end of that prayer, he said, Not my will, but thine. He wanted the Father's will to be done. And in so praying, he received the necessary help to face what lay ahead. Luke tells us that angels came and ministered unto him. Luke 22, 41 through 44. He received the help that he needed to endure what was coming. In Hebrews 5 and verse 7, we know that his prayer was heard. As he prayed unto the Father in Gethsemane, Hebrews 5 and verse 7 tells us that, though his actual request was not answered concerning the cup passing from him, but he received the strength that he needed to endure what was coming. If the Son of God needed to be persistent in prayer, do we not need it as well? We see Jesus being persistent, but what about Paul and his thorn in the flesh? We read of that thorn in 2 Corinthians 11, and it's in verse, or rather, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. You see, Paul was able to endure the affirmative persecution. But we read in 2 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 7, of this thorn in the flesh, and he prayed to God three times. He said he prayed thrice that this thorn would be removed. And what was God's response? My grace is sufficient for you. But we see the persistence in Paul in going to God in prayer concerning this. He went to Him three times concerning this thorn in the flesh. He's persistent. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 8, he wanted it to be removed. Persistence. Three times. It was not, the thorn was not removed, but the Lord provided what he needed. God was going to take care of it. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9 says, tells us that sufficient grace and strength in Christ was there to help him through. 2 Corinthians 11, we read of all the things that he went through in preaching the gospel of Christ. One of the thorns that we may think of when thinking of Paul is maybe just a thorn of persecution. The man endured nearly everything. He was beaten by his own brethren of the Jews, he said. Beaten with rods. He was stoned and left for dead. Shipwrecked. Spent an entire day and night in the deep, he said. He had been hungry. He had been thirsty. Been naked. Without shelter. And yet he was still preaching the gospel. How was he able to do such? Because the grace of God was sufficient to see him through. The strength that he was able to find in Christ, enabling him to even take pleasure in his infirmities, as he says in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 10. If an apostle of Christ needed persistence in prayer, do we not need it? Look at the prayers of the early Christians. Acts 2 and verse 42, we learn that the church of Jerusalem continued steadfastly in prayers. Wasn't that one of the teachings of Paul? To continue steadfastly in prayer, that's what they did. Acts 2 and verse 42, continuing steadfastly in prayer there when Peter was in prison. Turn to Acts chapter 12. When Peter was in prison, constant prayer was offered on his behalf. Notice verse 5, Acts chapter 12. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. They came together to pray for one of their brethren. And they were determined not to stop until he was either released, punished, or killed. They were going to continue to pray for Peter. They prayed without ceasing, the Scripture says. Notice verse 12. Verse 11 first says, and Peter was come to himself. He said, now I know of a surety the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Notice verse 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together. Doing what? Praying. They were praying with one another, it seems, for Peter. They were persistent in their prayer. They were not going to cease until the prayer was answered. Colossians 4 and verse 12 speaks of Epaphras laboring fervently in prayer for his brethren at Colossae, that they would continue daily in the faith. They will continue to grow stronger. They will continue to grow closer to the Lord. Epaphras prayed fervently on their behalf. And then we see in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 5 that widows were assumed to be devoted to prayer. Probably much like Anna, of whom we read Luke 2, 36 to 37, praying over Jesus. If the early church, my friend, needed persistence in prayer, do not we? will be putting away your Bible. Taking after the song, we'll be ready to sing the invitation song in just a moment. With such examples and teaching on persistence in prayer, the importance of persistence cannot be overemphasized. Persistence in general, that is, to keep praying, to continue steadfastly in prayer, to be vigilant in prayer, to pray without ceasing. Let's always be in the frame of mind to pray to our Father at any given moment, whenever the need may arise, whenever we may feel the need. But also, we need to have persistence in particular. That is, let's not ask just once. If a brother is in need, let's continue to take their name before the Father in heaven. Whatever it may be, let's be persistent in prayer. Note as well, persistence does not ensure God answers the way we may desire Him to answer. Jesus still had to drink the cup of suffering by going to the cross. Paul still had to bear his thorn in the flesh by enduring persecution for Christ. For whatever his thorn was, he continued to have to endure that. Yet persistence in prayer is key to receiving answers we need. Grace and mercy to help in time of need, that's something that we need, and that's something that we need to be persistent in asking for. And we need strength to endure whatever it is that we must face. And so, through persistence in prayer, let us ask, let us seek, and let us knock, until God provides the answer to our prayers, giving whatever He graciously determines we really need. Whatever it is, may His will be done. My friend, are you here this morning and not a member of the Lord's church? Have you never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? And my friend, let me emphasize, as we have been throughout this study, that if you're not in the Lord's body, my friend, your prayer is not being heard. If you'll study the Bible, you'll see that it's written there. Are your prayers being heard this morning? Are you a member of His body? My friend, if the answer is no, do you believe that He is the Son of the living God? That He came to this earth to die on the cross for your sins? If that's the case, will you obey His word? Will you repent of your sin, confess His name before men, and be baptized for the remission of those sins? Will you do that this morning? I hope that's the case. It may be, my friend, that you're here and you've done those things necessary. You put Christ on in baptism, but you may have taken Him off again. Will you come home? Will you repent? Be His once more. My friend, if you need to obey the gospel, if you have a need in any way, will you come and let us know as we stand and as we sing?